Where do mysteries come from? Nobody knows. But they end here. This is England, and this magnificent pile is Bluebell End. It is the ancestral seat of the famous occult investigator, Lord Zimbabwe. His is the realm of the unknown, the field of twilight and the tenebral. He is a walker in the ether, a lord of the ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. Episode 4, The Adventure of the Stupid, Ignorant Americans.
Caught any yet, son?
No.
I'm trying letting your line out a little.
How do I know when they're biting?
Oh, you'll hear them mooing.
Daddy, look! That door green fella's got himself three legs!
Son, that's not a leg!
What is it?
Never mind. Go and sit in the truck.
Oh, Mom!
Do as your sister tells you, son.
Okay, Grandma.
Lord Zimbabwe.
Close thing, my dear. How's it going, Vicar?
Super! I bagged another.
Bravo!
Oh, I do so love killing things.
Yes, a good day's shooting is like a fine night out. It begins with the game in the bush and ends with a big bang.
Your butler isn't a terribly good shot, is he?
No, poor old Theremin hasn't bagged one all day. A little low, Theremin. Anyone would think you were trying to shoot me.
Really, sir?
Yes, perhaps aim a little higher, Theremin. Ah, my posterior!
Oh, Lord Zimbabwe, what has happened?
Theremin has accidentally shot me in the rump.
How dreadful.
Not to worry. He'll be off to get help directly.
He has erected a deck chair and seems to be opening some champagne.
Bottoms up!
Oh, poor fellow must be insensible with remorse. Would you be so good as to carry me back to the house, my dear?
Oh, here we are.
Thank you, madam. Very kind.
Oh, what a beautiful rug. What is it?
Slug. Oh. Now, you'll find the tweezers under the unicorn head. Would you mind?
Sure.
Apologies for the unexpected turn of events, but fortune is like an inflammable whore. It can go up as well as go down.
Not at all. In fact, I'm rather glad to have you all to myself, Lord Zimbabwe. I heard you investigate mysterious happenings.
And perplexing schmozzles, yes.
Well, something rather terrible has happened back home, and I'm at my wit's end.
Oh, there, there, my dear.
Oh, can you help?
Are hot dogs long? Please, have a seat. Forgive me for not joining you, but my bum...
I understand.
Bazooka Joe?
No, thank you.
Now, tell me, what has happened?
My brother was abducted by aliens!
I doubt it, my dear. Only fat, stupid, inbred Americans with personality disorders are ever subject to alien abduction. What is your brother's name?
Cletus Q. Washing Machine the 4th.
Ah, then we have no time to lose. We must rescue him at once. Come, my dear. Let us consult my illustrious colleague, Dr. Lilac. His knowledge of the sciences is unequaled. Good day, Doctor. How goes your noble expedition into the realm of knowledge?
Ah, your lordship, you arrive at an important juncture. Watch as I apply this electric current to the fog.
But to what end, Doctor?
To this end.
No, I mean for what reason?
It is an experiment to induce language in amphibians.
But how?
Watch. You will talk! Talk! You decadent animal! Talk!
Yes, Doctor. I have the honor of introducing Marilou Coyote Cock from America.
A pleasure.
Hey! Oh, what a cute little kitty. Why is he kind of see-through?
Schrodinger is both dead and alive at the same time. What? He says he wishes you to help him with burying his bone, but This is curious.
Yes, Doctor. I had hoped you were working on one of your more groundbreaking experiments.
Ah, those also. Here is one I prepared earlier. Observe.
Breathtaking. The arrogant shrugging, the unappetizing stench, the minuscule beret and stripy sweater.
And notice he's riding a very small bicycle.
Bravo, Doctor. You've created the world's first French postmodernist gnat.
Yeah. You'll notice he's now beginning to question the modernist epistemology.
Straßenbahn Haltestelle! Here, set fire to my juggling sheep! Schweinhund! Yeah, and the same to you, but one day you and all your people will pay the price!
Exemplary, Doctor. This almost parallels your Jewish whelp.
Oh, you're too kind.
Doctor, may we inspect your orrery?
Oh, this is a bit embarrassing.
No, Doctor, your mechanical model of the solar system.
Yeah, but why?
It is vital. We must go to the moon.
But, your lordship, the moon is very far away. Probably hundreds of miles.
Miss Coyote Cock's brother has been abducted by aliens.
Abducted? No.
Yes, surely... his name is Cletus Q. Washing Machine the Fourth.
Ach so, an inbred American with a personality disorder. This is serious.
Our only course of action is to fly to the moon and rescue him.
You must hurry. My evil stepfather has already approached an American occultist and adventurer to rescue poor Cletus. You must rescue him first, or...
Now calm yourself, my dear.
But who is this American occultist and adventurer?
I fear it is none other than that shameful charlatan, General Albuquerque. To work, Doctor. You must devise a means of transport to take us to the moon.
Jawohl.
Miss Coyote Cock, fear not. Oh. We shall retrieve your beloved sibling. Now pray repair to your lodging whilst we make preparation.
Oh, thank you, Lord Zimbabwe. Farewell.
Farewell, my dear.
The difference between use value and exchange value has some pertinent...
Theremin, the telephone is ringing. Oh, must I do everything myself? Hello? Ah, Watson, old boy. Any news on Holmes? Really? Where did you find him? Well, I did warn him not to go to the Reichenbach Falls. Moriarty's what? Lodged where? Oh, there, Watson. I'm sure he still feels the same way about you. No, I think your image is perfect. Well, perhaps not leather. It might frighten your patients. I must go, Watson. I'm off to the moon. And to you. Doctor, what have you to report?
I believe I have solved the problem by inventing teleportation.
Bravo!
Now, it works in a very interesting
yes,
way.
Yes, Doctor, as the saying goes, one does not need to know the workings of an Italian to enjoy ice cream.
Very well. Now, watch. I sit this common or garden badger on the apparatus, and... Success! Sort of.
Extraordinary. You have teleported the rear half of a badger.
It's not good.
And where does the other half end up?
Yeah, this is also difficult to say.
Doctor, I fear this brings us no closer to the moon. I have never known you to wrestle with a problem unsuccessfully before.
I shall not fail. You will see. Your lordship, I think success is now mine.
Behold the Bismarck.
Miraculous. But must it be this shape, Doctor?
Well, these twin spheres are the living quarters, and this extremely long cylinder holds the recreational quarters. It must be this shape due to the need to overcome air resistance. This is the one remaining problem which I must solve.
Oh, confound it. What is that infernal row?
I believe it is Herr Theremin in the barn.
Theremin! Come out of the barn, Theremin!
Fire off! I'm busy!
You're always busy these days, Theremin. What is that hobby you pursue in the barn, banging and cursing and uttering what sounds like my name through clenched teeth?
Nothing, sir!
I've had enough of it! I'm coming in there right now! Come on, Doctor.
missile. It is an enormous cannon.
Theremin, of course. It is a launching device for the spacecraft.
No, sir.
We shall shoot the craft using this mighty cannon you have constructed.
No, sir.
Brilliant, Theremin. All this time you have been laboring over this marvelous means of sending us to the moon.
No, sir. It is for shooting you.
A magnificent solution and an inspirational idea, eh, Doctor?
Yeah.
Surely Theremin's gun will help us deal with the problem of resistance.
So, of course. With this gun, any resistance will be dealt with by the rod of iron. Smashed to pieces beneath the jackboot of scientific endeavor. Ruthlessly suppressed so that not a glimmer remains. Yeah, quite. I meant air resistance, too.
Bravo, Theremin.
Get stuffed.
Well, Doctor, are we ready to leave?
Yeah, I have created these pellets of concentrated nutrition. This diminutive morsel is a complete meal. Sauerkraut, sausage and strudel.
Yeah, very good. I never imagined German cuisine could be so palatable.
That is actually badger poo.
This pellet, you mean.
Yeah.
No, I prefer the badger poo.
Yeah, well, all is prepared now.
Ah, Theremin.
I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't know you were in here. I'll come back later when you're dead.
Do we have the necessary navigation chart?
Here is a map of the moon, sir.
Theremin, restore your trouser.
Right, men, let us begin our historic journey. Unaccustomed as I am to the fine art of apostrophe, I feel bound to say...
All right.
Vicar, thank you for coming to send us off.
Not at all, old boy. Science for the people, what, all in the name of...
Yes. Light the cannon's wick, would you? Cheerio!
Godspeed you on your perilous journey. Oh, Lord, look down upon these poor travellers in...
Holy shit!
Are we there yet?
Oh, Theremin, keep quiet in the back there. I won't tell you again.
Behold, we are coming towards the surface of the moon. We must try to head for the Mare Frigoris.
Believe me, Doctor, we'll never find the Frigoris.
Yeah, Schrödinger, there's no reason to boast.
Ah, the lunar landscape, Doctor. What do you say to that?
Ah, it is magnificent, but it is unformed. It is perfect for annexing as part of a mighty empire which would shape its future. A head that only needs the guiding hand of a strong power. Remarkable. There is water on the moon, as I suspected.
Oh, look at those extraordinary animals.
Galvanic squirrels.
Sea goats.
Aquatic fish.
What an incredible cock.
Ah, behold the glimmerings of self-awareness.
Yeah, it must be a species of swimming chicken. Clearly, this is a case of divergent evolution. This must mean that originally the Earth and the moon were one planet. Finally broken off from the Earth, enabling its life forms to evolve along different paths.
Oh, mother!
Is this Kansas?
We appear to have run aground.
Yeah, according to the instruments, we have been floating in the pools of Chisholm.
Come, let us take our first steps on the moon.
Yeah, but first we must put on these spiked helmets.
Ah, yes, to help us breathe the lunar atmosphere.
No. And now, the conquest of a new world!
Now, at this moment...
Oops. Are you hurt, sir?
Oh, no. I'm fine.
Nadgers.
Oh, this is incredible.
Yes. I doubt we shall be the last travelers to stand on the moon, but in years to come we shall certainly be hailed as the pioneers.
That's one small step for man. Hey, there's something here. A packet of Monster Munch, some semi-pellucid cat shit, a note saying, "F off, sign Theremin," and...
Thankfully, we are here before the Americans.
But not much so. Look.
I claimed this moon for God and apple pie and Mom and the American dream. Hammond, pass me the flag.
Certainly, General Albuquerque, sir. Nothing would give me greater pleasure.
I love you, Hammond.
I love you too, sir.
I love both of you.
We love you, Dr. Cactus. Come here, Pavlov boy.
Give me strength. Is that appalling Yankee General Albuquerque?
Ah, Lord Zebedee. What brings you to our moon?
It's Lord Zimbabwe. And I think you'll find we were, as in so many cases, here first.
Whatever. Of course, you know the greatest scientist in the world, my buddy, Dr. Cactus.
I am pleased to meet you. Yeah, Schrödinger, what a ridiculous foreign accent. As a fellow scientist, Lilac, this may interest you. I have just invented it. I call it the toaster.
What is that in comparison to Dr. Lilac's mighty tap-dancing maggots?
And this is my loyal butler, Hammond.
Your wish is my command, sir. I respect you and look upon you more as a friend than an employer.
Oh, what a desperate sycophant, wouldn't you say, Theremin?
Just shut up, sir.
Congratulations for being the second on the moon. The moon is like the earth, but white.
Au contraire, we were here first. And in any case, the moon is the opposite of an American occultist and adventurer. Its backside is unexplored.
No, the moon is like an English occultist and adventurer. It is pale and cracked.
No, the moon
please,
is like...
Please, please, we do not have time for this.
Quite. We are on an important mission. We are here to retrieve the young Master Cletus, who was subjected to so cruel an alien snatch.
Ha! We are on the same mission. We will achieve our goal before you.
You shall not. Onward, men, to the cavern leading to the center of the moon.
Come on! Oh, Grand Luna, we have detected 8 Earthling intruders coming this way.
Capture them.
Sire.
I think we should follow this stream of phosphorescent blue light.
Swell idea, Dr. Cactus.
Merci, buddy. But this was my idea.
General Albuquerque, I'd be much obliged if you'd stop your ghastly dog from worrying my leg.
Hey, Pavlov, good boy.
Look!
Thank God.
A lunar metropolis.
A big city.
Magnificent. A lunar metropolis. It's like
a big city.
No. A lunar metropolis.
They appear to have been captured.
What an extraordinary diversity of creatures.
Fascinating. The moon beings have their bodies adapted to specific tasks within the society. These must be the soldiers with their fantastically muscular limbs. The thinkers over there with their enormous crania. And these must be the breeders.
Yes, that spring must allow them to spring up there to the females.
Oh, Grand Luna.
Speak, minion.
We bring you some of the Earth prisoners. The stronger ones escaped.
They are not stronger. They are Americans. In any conflict, they can be relied upon to wait until the last minute to become involved, and then take all the credit. We, however... are British by Dave.
Jawohl.
Silence! Why have you come to the moon?
You have abducted one of our Earthlings. We demand you return him to us.
You are mistaken. We do not abduct Earthlings here. You want Mars.
Oh, bravo, sir. Wrong planet.
Right. Men, onward to Mars!
No! You shall not leave.
But we need to get to Mars immediately!
Ask the secret of your technology that has allowed you to come to our world. Seize their leader.
Never! I shall not yield.
Unhand me, you damn loonies!
But I'm the leader.
Science! What is your name?
Theremin, sir.
Well, Theremin, sir, if you do not divulge the secrets of your technology, your colleagues will be killed.
Theremin, whatever you do, don't tell them anything.
Take them to Mount Plutarch and cast them into the Sea of Crises.
We are not afraid of a little swim. My bronze proficiency will see me in good stead. Now, where are my pajamas and the rubber brick?
The sea itself begins several miles from Mount Plutarch. You will be dashed on the rocks below. Take them.
We're about to hit the ground!
I can see this. Why are you describing things in so much unnecessary detail? Oh, look! Something is materializing below us.
It's a badger's arse!
Yeah, if we can just aim for it, then...
What a stroke of luck. It broke our fall, thanks to your teleportation device.
Yeah. Now, we must find the craft. I shall summon Schrödinger. Schrödinger! Hello, my little kidding. Now, you must help us to sniff out the ship.
So, Theraminsa, you will talk. I believe that this implement that was found on your person has something to do with it.
You are very astute, sir. It's called a telephone. You put the trumpet end to your ear and pull this trigger here.
So, like this?
Right. People of the moon, the Grand Lunar is dead. Long live the Grand Lunar. I am the new ruler. You may call me the Grand Roger of the moon. Now, there are going to be a few changes around here. You, I'm going to appoint you a Jinwala.
Yeah, unfortunately, the propulsion system seems to be verknackt. I think I must consult a colleague. Your Lordship, would you bring me my mobile telephone from the craft?
Certainly, Doctor.
Thank you. Yeah, Dr. Zarkov, please. Oh, Hansi, it's me. Yeah, alles gut, yeah. No, I'm on the moon. Yeah, not bad, a bit nippy. Listen, how did you manage to leave that planet without fuel? Was? Are you sure? Okay, thanks a lot. Wiederhören.
So, any luck?
Yeah, he used a string on top of the ship.
We can use my bootlace.
Of course.
Onward to Mars! That was a fortuitous escape.
Yeah. Brace yourselves, we are approaching the Martian surface. I am going to set us down on this mountain.
Yes, according to the map, this is Veneris Mons. Greetings. We come in peace. I am Lord Zimbabwe.
Greetings, our Lord Zeppelin. I am Derek of the Welk people of Mars. You are welcome.
Thank you. We have come in search of someone from our planet. Do you know who will be holding him?
The Emperor Miggs.
Does he by day? Frenchy, is he? Well...
No! Our Emperor is called Miggs. Your friend is probably being held in his palace against his will.
Then kindly take us to the palace, O Derek.
It's not that easy. We would have to sneak into the palace under cover of darkness.
Is it well guarded?
Oh, yes. Miggs keeps a flock of elite seagull guards. As we climb the rocks, there's always the danger that we'll be sucked off. But I'm not afraid. I'll take you.
Exemplary. It is always a pleasure to meet a man with balls. I mean, a whelk with balls. Well, with the requisite whelk anatomy. Doctor?
Mollusk anatomy is not my field.
This is the palace. I don't know whether KPI are prisoners, but we must be quiet. So is Doctor.
Who dares to enter the palace of the mighty Mings?
I do, for I am Zimbabwe of Bluebell End.
What are you doing here, sneaking into my chambers?
We demand the release of the Earthlings you have abducted.
Earthlings? Abducted? Have?
Schrödinger, come down from that curtain.
guy's got 2 eyes.
All the Americans abducted by aliens ever. But why?
Oh, that is a long story.
Oh, well, perhaps another time.
Years ago, when the universe was young, and the stars were in their infancy, and the great suns of Orion were setting on the western arm of the great sun of the galaxy. So we could not allow a people so moronically stupid to get hold of such technology. We predict that a mere 70 years from now, they could be traveling into space.
Well, we shall take him back to Earth.
Okay, if you insist. We were only trying to lift them from their place at the lowest rung on the food chain by educating them a little. But as you can see, it has been completely futile.
Hey, what? Something's moving. Shoot it, Waffle.
I must agree. However, his family will nonetheless be pleased to have him safely returned. We thank you for your hospitality, O Mings, and bid you farewell.
Farewell, then, all Zambezi, and good luck.
Well, your lordship, another case is closed.
Yes, Doctor. I think we handled that rather well.
I couldn't agree less, sir.
Theremin, you're safe against all hope. Where are you?
Look at the screen. He seems to be orbiting Mars at the head of a gigantic battle fleet.
Shut up. Surrender, Martians. I, the Grand Roger of the Moon, hereby declare war on your world. In 5 minutes, I shall fire my mighty death ray, unless you surrender completely to my power.
My butler, he and... Cheesy, what's it?
Ectoplasm was written by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. It starred Nick Romero as Lord Zimbabwe, Dan Friedman as Dr. Lilac, Peter Donaldson as Theremin, Sophie Aldred as Mary Lou Coyote Cock, Owen Oakeshott as General Albuquerque, and Bagpuss out of Bagpuss as Schrodinger. All other parts were played by members of the cast, except for those played by Colin Guthrie and Elaine Wigley. Technical presentation was by Alec Hale Munro, Paul Arnold, and Carl Phillips. The producer was Helen Williams.
They are rather cheesy.